How to Reduce, Prevent, and Cope with Stress. This podcast is brought to you by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. For additional information, classes, or one-on-one confidential free counseling, call Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs at 866-854-0638 or from our website at www.navylifepnw.com and click on Fleet and Family Support Programs. It may seem like there's nothing that you can do about stress. The bills don't stop coming, there will never be more hours in the day, and your career and family responsibilities will always be demanding. But you have more control than you think. In fact, the simple realization that you're in control of your life is the foundation of stress management. Managing stress is all about taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, schedule, and the way you deal with problems. In this podcast, we'll talk about and identify sources of stress, look at how you cope with stress, avoid unnecessary stress, altering the situation, adapting to stressors, accepting the things that you can't change, making time for fun and relaxation, adopting a healthy lifestyle by identifying sources of stress in your life, and we'll also learn about the hidden sources of stress. Stress management starts with identifying the sources of stress in your life. This isn't as easy as it sounds. Your true sources of stress are not always obvious, and it's all too easy to overlook your own stress-inducing thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Sure, you might know that you're constantly worried about work deadlines, but maybe it's procrastination rather than the actual job demands that can lead to deadline stress. To identify your true sources of stress, look closely at your habits, attitude, and excuses. Do you explain away stress as temporary, as in, I just have a million things going on right now, even though you can't remember the last time you took a breather? Do you define stress as an integral part of your work or home life? Things are always crazy around here. Or as a part of your personality. I have a lot of nervous energy, that's all. Do you blame your stress on other people or outside events, or view it as entirely normal and unexceptional? Until you accept responsibility for the role you play in creating or maintaining it, your stress level will remain outside of your control. One of the first steps in getting a handle on stress is to start a stress journal. A stress journal can help you identify the regular stressors in your life and the way you deal with them. Each time you feel stressed, keep track of it in your journal. As you keep a daily log, you will begin to see patterns and common themes. Write down what caused your stress. Make a guess if you're unsure. How you felt, both physically and emotionally. How you acted in response. What you did to make yourself feel better. And then look at how you currently cope with stress. Think about the ways you currently manage and cope with stress in your life. Your stress journal will help you identify them. Are your coping strategies healthy or unhealthy? Helpful or unproductive? Unfortunately, many people cope with stress in ways that compound the problem. Unhealthy ways of coping with stress. These coping strategies may temporarily reduce stress, but they cause more damage in the long run. Smoking, drinking too much, overeating or undereating. Zoning out for hours in front of the TV or computer, withdrawing from friends, family, and activities, using pills or drugs to relax, sleeping too much, procrastinating, filling up every minute of the day to avoid facing problems, taking out your stress on others, lashing out, angry outbursts, physical violence. So we need to work on learning healthier ways to manage stress. If your methods of coping with stress are not contributing to your greater emotional and physical health, it's time to find healthier ones. There are many healthy ways to manage and cope with stress, but they all require change. Either change the situation or change your reaction. When deciding which option to choose, it's helpful to think of the four A's, as in avoid, alter, adapt, or accept. Since everyone has a unique response to stress, there is no one-size-fits-all solution for managing it. No single method works for everyone or in every situation, so experiment with different techniques and strategies. Focus on what makes you feel calm and in control. Using the four A's to deal with stressful situations. Change the situation. That would be avoiding the stressor or altering the stressor. Change your reaction. Adapt to the stressor or accept the stressor. Stress management strategy number one, avoid unnecessary stress. Not all stress can be avoided, and it's not healthy to avoid a situation that needs to be addressed. You may be surprised, however, by the number of stressors in your life that you can eliminate. Learn how to say no. Know your limits and stick to them, whether in your personal or professional life. Refuse to accept added responsibilities when you're close to reaching them. Taking on more than you can handle is a surefire recipe for stress. Avoid people who stress you out. If someone consistently causes stress in your life and you can't turn the relationship around, limit the amount of time you spend with that person or end the relationship entirely. Take control of your environment. If the evening news makes you anxious, turn the TV off. If traffic makes you tense, take a longer but less traveled route. If going to the market or the grocery store is an unpleasant chore, do your grocery shopping online. Avoid hot-button topics. If you get upset over religion or politics, cross them off your conversation list. If you repeatedly argue about the same subject with the same people, stop bringing it up or excuse yourself when it's the topic of discussion. Pare down your to-do list. Analyze your schedule, responsibilities, and daily tasks. If you have too much on your plate, distinguish between the shoulds and the musts. Drop tasks that are not truly necessary to the bottom of the list or eliminate them entirely. Stress management strategy number two, alter the situation. If you can't avoid a stressful situation, try to alter it. Figure out what you can do to change things so the problem doesn't present itself in the future. Often this involves changing the way you communicate and operate in your daily life. Express your feelings instead of bottling them up. If someone or something is bothering you, communicate your concerns in an open and respectful way. If you don't voice your feelings, resentment will build up and the situation will likely remain the same. Be willing to compromise. When you ask someone to change their behavior, be willing to do the same. If you both are willing to bend at least a little, you'll have a good chance of finding a happy middle ground. Be more assertive. Don't take the back seat in your own life. Deal with problems head-on, doing your best to anticipate and prevent them. If you've got an exam to study for and your chatty roommate just got home, say up front that you'll only have 5 minutes to talk. Manage your time better. Poor time management can cause a lot of stress. When you're stretched too thin and running behind, it's hard to stay calm and focused. But if you plan ahead and make sure you don't overextend yourself, you can alter the amount of stress you're under. Stress management strategy number three. Adapt to the stressor. If you can't change the stressor, change yourself. You can adapt to stressful situations and regain your sense of control by changing your expectations and attitude. Reframe problems. Try to view stressful situations from a more positive perspective. Rather than fuming about a traffic jam, look at it as an opportunity to pause and regroup. Listen to your favorite radio station or enjoy some alone time. Look at the big picture. Take perspective of the stressful situation. Ask yourself, how important will it be in the long run? Will it matter in a month? A year? Is it worth really getting upset over? If the answer is no, focus your time and energy elsewhere. Adjust your standards. Perfectionism is a major source of avoidable stress. Stop setting yourself up for failure by demanding perfection. Set reasonable standards for yourself and others, and learn to be okay with good enough. Focus on the positive. When stress is getting you down, take a moment to reflect on all of the things that you appreciate in your life. Include your own positive qualities and gifts. This simple strategy can help you keep things in perspective. Adjusting your attitude. How you think can have a profound effect on your emotional and physical well-being. Each time you think a negative thought about yourself, your body reacts as if it were in the throes of a tension-filled situation. If you see good things about yourself, you are more likely to feel good. The reverse is also true. Eliminate words such as always, never, should, and must. These are telltale marks of self-defeating thoughts. Stress management strategy number four. Accept the things that you cannot change. Some sources of stress are unavoidable. You can't prevent or change stressors like the death of a loved one, a serious illness, or national recession. In such cases, the best way to cope with stress is to accept things as they are, Acceptance might be difficult, but in the long run, it's easier than railing against a situation you can't change. Don't try to control the uncontrollable. Many things in life are beyond our control, particularly the behavior of other people. Rather than stressing out over them, focus on the things you can control, such as the way you choose to react to problems. Try to look for the upside. As the saying goes, what does not kill us makes us stronger. When facing major challenges, try to look at them as opportunities for personal growth. If your own poor choices contributed to a stressful situation, reflect on them and learn from your mistakes. Share your feelings. Talk to a trusted friend or make an appointment with a therapist. Expressing what you're going through can be very cathartic, even if there's nothing you can do to alter the stressful situation. Learn to forgive. Accept the fact that we live in an imperfect world and that people make mistakes. Let go of anger and resentments. Free yourself from negative energy by forgiving and moving on. Stress management strategy number 5. Make time for fun and relaxation. Beyond a take charge approach and a positive attitude, you can reduce stress in your life by nurturing yourself. If you regularly make time for fun and relaxation, you'll be in a better place to handle life stressors when they inevitably come. So some healthy ways to relax and recharge are going for a walk, spending time in nature, call a good friend, sweat out tension with a good workout, write in your journal, take a long bath, light-scented candles, savor a warm cup of coffee or tea, play with a pet, work in your garden, get a massage, curl up with a good book, listen to music, watch a comedy. Don't get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life that you forget to take care of your own needs. Nurturing yourself is a necessity, not a luxury. Set aside relaxation time. Include rest and relaxation in your daily schedule. Do not allow other obligations to encroach. This is your time to take a break from all responsibilities and recharge your batteries. Connect with others. Spend time with positive people who enhance your life. A strong support system will buffer you from the negative effects of stress. Do something that you enjoy every day. Make time for leisure or hobby activities that bring you joy, whether it be stargazing, stopping to smell the flowers, playing the piano, or working on your bike. Keep your sense of humor. This includes the ability to laugh at yourself. The act of laughing helps your body fight stress in a number of ways. Stress management strategy number 6, adopt a healthy lifestyle. You can increase your resistance to stress by strengthening your physical health. Exercise regularly. Physical activity plays a key role in reducing and preventing the effects of stress. Make time for at least 30 minutes of exercise 3 times a week. Nothing beats aerobic exercise for releasing pent-up stress and tension. Eat a healthy diet. Well-nourished bodies are better prepared to cope with stress, so be mindful of what you eat. Start your day right with breakfast and keep your energy up and your mind clear with balanced, nutritious meals throughout the day. Reduce caffeine and sugar. The temporary highs that caffeine and sugar provide often end in a crash in mood and energy. By reducing the amount of coffee, soft drinks, chocolate, and sugar snacks in your diet, you'll feel more relaxed and you'll sleep better. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. Self-medicating with alcohol or drugs may provide an easy escape from stress, but the relief is only temporary. Don't avoid or mask the issue at hand. Deal with problems head-on and with a clear mind. Get enough sleep. Adequate sleep fuels your mind as well as your body. Feeling tired will increase your stress because it may cause you to think irrationally. The information in this podcast was taken directly from an article from helpguide.org. That's helpguide.org. For additional information, classes, or one-on-one free confidential counseling, please call Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs at 1-866-854-0638 or take a look at our website at www.navylifepnw.com. That's navylifepnw.com, and then click on Fleet and Family Support Programs. Thank you for listening.